Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
I'm mad as hell and I want my state back. Well, that's former UNC Wilmington Chancellor and UNC Chapel Hill Professor Jim Lutze, who wanted to use this phrase as the title for his new book about modern North Carolina history and politics. Well, eventually settled on another provocative title, Entering North Carolina, Set Clocks Back 100 Years. And the Charlotte Observer book columnist Danny Romine Powell has named that the best book title of the year. But Lutze's first title idea reflects the views of many North Carolinians who would like to reverse the recent changes in direction brought about by the Republican-controlled government in Raleigh. In his introduction to his new book, Lutze summarizes the changes that concern him. He says, for those who were born or came here in the last four decades of the 20th century, North Carolina seemed a relatively forward-looking state, with its emphasis on education, research, environment, good government, and good roads. Then he says, in 2010 and again in 2012, North Carolinians got a surprise. After 150 years of sporadic forward movement, North Carolina began a policy of astonishing deconstruction. Lutze compares recent changes to those in the late 19th century, when the so-called Redeemers took control of North Carolina government from progressive or populist forces in the post-Reconstruction era after the Civil War. In his history of the 60 years after 1950, Lutze credits governors of both parties with moving North Carolina so that it was viewed as, quote, one of the up-and-coming states in the country and surely one of the most progressive in the South. Then Lutze characterizes the groups that brought about the Republican triumph as new redeemers, like those who took control of North Carolina government in the post-Reconstruction era. He summarizes the factors that led to their recent takeover. And again, quote, the continuing traditionalist strain, the complacent Democratic Party, the redeemers' well-oiled, coordinated organization, out-of-state dark money, the Tea Party, the economy, the loss of business support for progressive policies, Obama, scandals and the lack of organization by public education leaders, and finally, the concept that it couldn't happen here. When you put them all together, he says, it's easy to understand how the battle was lost. And Lutze mourns the transformation of the former Citizens for Business and Industry organization, which had provided strong support for the state's public schools and higher education systems. It changed its name in 2007 into North Carolina Chamber, which focuses on bottom-line business issues. And he also says that Barack Obama's election turned out to be, quote, a gift from an evil fairy, because it mobilized a racist backlash that contributed to the strength of the Redeemers in the 2010 and subsequent elections. Well, Lutze's political history, told with passion and grounded in a love of North Carolina, is important reading for all those who wish to understand our state. This is D.G. Martin.